This week is Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Para, and Parshas Vayakel, for those of you that had the opportunity to open a Chumash, seems a little bit redundant. But for those that open their eyes a little bit deeper, it's repetitious from Parshas Truma, true. But there's some very important psukim before the repetition starts, at the very beginning of the parasha, that I want to share with you. And this really will bring Be'ezer Hashem much bracha into your homes and into your lives. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael together, and he says, "Eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem la'aseh." These are the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding. Sheshes yomim te'ose melacha. 6 days a week you shall work. Uvayoyim hashvi yilachem kodesh. The seventh day should be holy. Shabbat shabbosoyim l'ashem. Kol ha'oseh bei melacha yumas. Whoever works on them will die. There's an obvious word. It doesn't say sheshes yomim tase melacha you shall do. It says, te'ose melacha, work will happen. 6 days a week, your work happens. And Shabbos is kodesh. Tells us the Hilgach Sam Sefer. What this means is, during the week is when we toil and toil. Shabbos is when the bracha for the week comes down. There's a famous Zayar that says, minei, from Shabbos, mizbarchen, gets blessed, kol shita yayman, all 6 days. The bracha for Shabbos, the bracha for the week, comes from Shabbos Kodesh. It means a whole week we toil, but the reward into our homes, the bracha, says the Chasam Sofer, the parnasa. Yes, we work during the week, but the bracha of parnasa comes into our homes on Shabbos. That's pshat, he says. Sheishes yomim te'osem malacha, the work gets done. But by yoy mashvi ye kodesh, that's when the kedusha comes down. That's when the bracha comes down. What is the greatest deterrent from the bracha landing on Shabbos? There's one more pasuk, says the Chasam Sofer. And that pasuk is it. And there's many, many, many Gemaras that talk about why the Torah lists off only one of the 39 malachas is listed here in one pasuk. Rashi brings down a famous machlekes on it. And the pasuk says, Lo yisivaru esh, do not light fire. Bechol meshveisechem, in your homes, in your places of living, b'yayim HaShabbos. So the pasuk pshat, of course, is, don't light a fire. But why is this pasuk here? Tells us the Chasam Sofer, I'm begging everyone to open up your ears and, more importantly, your hearts. There's something that takes place every single week between the 6 days of the work and Shabbos Kodesh. And that's called Sivaru Esh. It's called Friday afternoon crunch time, where everyone's temper is short. Everyone's nerves are frazzled. And people get nervous, get upset, scream, and get agitated. Tells us some say, for the Torah tells us, do not let that fire of kas go. In your homes. Says some say, for why? That kas, that anger, says Chasam Sofer, is what blocks bracha from coming into people's homes. People wonder, I keep Shabbos, I work hard. Why is there no bracha in my home? Why is there a lack of shalom bayis in my home? Why is parnasa a struggle? Why am I struggling with my children? These are valid questions that you didn't ask. Tells us the Chasam Sofer, the secret lies right here. Because Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. We say in L'Chadoidi, right?
Kihi mekor habracha. It's the source of all bracha. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Torah tells us, if lo yisavaru eish, be careful not to allow your temper to flow on Friday afternoons. For if your temper flows Friday afternoon, you blocked out the bracha of Shabbos. Perhaps, if this is true, we can understand why every single crisis, since everyone, I can't testify everyone, they used to come to the Chafetz Chaim. Mothers who would come with babies that the doctors gave up hope on. People with children of all sorts of issues would come to the Chafetz Chaim for a bracha. He would give the same advice to everybody. He would say, make sure that the table is set in the morning or the night before for Kavod Shabbos. And people had nisim v'neflois. And I always wondered, why is that it? And then it hit me. Because if the reason bracha says the Chassam Sofer doesn't come into our homes for Shabbos is because the pasuk says, lo yisavaru eish v'chol moish v'seichem, don't let your temper flow. And what happens? And we go ahead and we blow our tempers. How do I know we blow our tempers? I've shared this before. I have the schus of talking to teenagers. And I can write a list longer than anyone here can imagine of teenage boys who have told me they hate Shabbos from teenagers, not at-risk children, because their mother or their father makes Friday afternoon so hateful. They dread Shabbos because it means Friday is coming before it. And I asked them, I said, Shabbos is fine, but Friday afternoon is so stressful. And one tells me, because there's a guest coming, the other one says, because she always likes to make something special. And I look at them, I'm like, that's called special. Rather serve matzah. Serve matzah with nothing else but be a calm mother or a calm father. Then serve a delicious 5-course meal with a temper. Besides that, your kids will resent you. The pasuk tells us, Chassam Sofer says, 6 days a week we work, Shabbos comes the bracha, lo yisavaru eish. The temper is flying. The Gemara tells us stories. And the Gemara said there was a certain couple that every Friday afternoon would get into a war with each other. And the Satan admitted to Reb Meir that he does it on purpose, because that's how he blocks it all. If he can get a couple to get into a fight on a Friday afternoon and be miserable all Shabbos, it's the Satan's dream, because all the bracha is going to stay out. 3 weeks ago, I shared a story in shul. And since we're, at least for the women here of the shul, I want to tell you this story. Okay? It's a story about my great aunt. I was at her levaya. If you heard it, I apologize. I just feel like I need to share this. My great aunt passed away. Her name was Mrs. Esther Rosenbaum, about three and a half weeks ago. She had stage 4 cancer for 11 years. And in case you want to know how she did, the woman has 9 daughters. Baruch Hashem, she was 71. Her daughters are all married with children. And none of her daughters knew she was sick, only her husband, till a few months ago. That means for over 10 years, she lived with stage 4 cancer. Now you'll ask me how. She went to the doctor right after she was diagnosed, and the doctor said, don't bother operating. This is 11 years ago, because you have no shot. Just go home and enjoy life for the next few months. She lived 11 years without anyone knowing. What was her secret? So the husband, her husband, my dear uncle, Uncle Dudi Rosenbaum, my uncle, got up at Levaya and told everyone. He apologized to his kids for not sharing with them. He said, Mommy didn't want me to say anything. And he says, I want to tell you, everyone here, what happened. We went to Eretz Yisrael. And I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And I said, Reb Chaim, my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She's 60 years old. Terrible. She still had, I think her youngest maybe, was just married or wasn't even married yet. And Reb Chaim said, the doctor said, don't even do surgery, give up. Chaim went like this. He doesn't know about Shabbos. He asked him, ask your wife if she's willing to take on to be ready for Shabbos 10 minutes early. Every week, she will be fine. She'll live. No problem. They took it on. All they did was take on Shabbos 10 minutes early. Every Shabbos. And the woman lived Baruch Hashem, from 60 to 70. Perfectly. Stage 4 cancer. Chaim Kanievsky picked the same thing that the Chabad Chaim told everyone. Sick child, this. Kedusha Shabbos. Why? Why was it about being Shabbos ready early? That the Chabad Chaim, the Chazanish, the Chaim Kanievsky, many other Gedolim. Because this is where the bracha comes on Shabbos. And when there's machlik, it's before Shabbos. It's not worth a thing. And I want to finish with something that my wife heard at the Shiva house, a sequel to the story. She passed away on a Sunday morning. That Friday, she knew she was dying. She said, being Niftara, she said goodbye to her. All her children were there, and they were all leaving for Shabbos. And her daughter turns to her and says, Mommy, we're all going home. So we could light 10 minutes early. Because they all knew about the Reb Chaim thing. They just found out now, 10 years later. They said, we're all going home, so we could light for 10. And the mother turned to them. And these were the last words they heard from their mother. Because Matzah Shabbos, she was unconscious already. She said, my dear Kindelach, lighting Shabbos candles 10 minutes early is amazing. Thank you for doing it. But if you're going to have to scream at one child to get to that, it's not worth a penny. Don't do it. Imagine a woman who just saw her life being lengthened by 11 years tells her children, and these were the last words, these were the last words she told her 9 daughters that were there. You're all going to your houses. Yes, lighting for 10 minutes early is amazing. But if you have to scream at one child to get to that, don't do it. It's not worth it. The Torah says, the Chasam Sofer says it right here in the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel. This is where the bracha comes. You want bracha in your home? This has been true and tried. I can share with you stories now for an hour. I've heard over the years, more very recent ones. I told my uncle about this, and he said that he, since his own story, he's heard from many people, from the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Chaim, many stories. Make sure, for the sake of your children, not to resent Shabbos. And make sure for the sake that the bracha comes. Friday afternoon, if it means no Shabbos meal, you're going to have potato chips. It's worth it. Don't scream. Don't ever get pekas, not at a spouse and not at a child. And this is going to everyone, husbands, wives, children. This is the Torah's message at the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel. Says Chasam Sofer, this, the Torah tells us right now, you want the bracha of Shabbos? Yeah, my Shvi Shabbos. Make sure the fire of anger, of temper, does not come to your home. Have an absolutely incredible and peaceful Shabbos. And if you want personal advice from the Chafetz Chaim, make sure, I was fortunate to grow up, my father, Baruch Hashem, the table was set Thursday night, and Baruch Hashem, we continued that minhag. Thanks to my wife, my daughter, my kids, our table set Thursday night. It just makes Shabbos come in. Whatever you could do on a Thursday night, I will make Friday afternoon more peaceful. I will make more bracha and haslacha into your home. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.